It is now 8:39, well, 8:40 practically, and we welcome into the studio for Community Contact Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Lori.
Your third Tuesday of the month. And I guess you might have some bragging rights. The Baldwin Times published on Friday, Baldwin Prep reaches capacity for first year.
Yes.
Tell us about the Baldwin Prep School, which is kind of like when we were in high school and they offered shop class and whatnot. This is like a trade school, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I think early on in the process, I might have put out an email or information to people about, you know, this is not like your dad's trade school where you made the shoe boxes and the paddles. You know, well, I had somebody blister me for that comment. Anything to be derogatory. It was just, I took shop when I was young, so I know what we did.
You're going to get blistered for something all the time, aren't you? I mean, yeah, you can't please everybody.
But it is, you will learn a trade. It's a workforce development high school, grades 10 through 12. And a lot of people questioned, well, if you build it, will they come? And within the first 5 minutes, I believe, of opening up registration, it crashed. And, you know, everybody was waiting on go to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lottery system, you know. So based on the trades you wanted, you know, of course, all the academics are included. We toured it last Friday with two of our big foundation partners. That would have been D.R. Horton and Novellus. They are two big contributors to the trade school, the Workforce Development School, and our foundation. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have Infirmary Health and the Warren Group come out.
These are going to offer or provide financial support as well as perhaps some training for instruction
Absolutely.
In those fields.
Absolutely. That foundation, it will be created so that the school itself can operate in a manner to provide for their students. A little bit different than, say, Fairhope High School principal, you know.
And 800 is the capacity, so it is full and ready to roll. This is very exciting.
It is. We have a full group of sophomores, a full group of juniors, seniors, because they're finishing out next year. They've been in trades in our two north and south schools for a couple of years. They're going to come half a days, like they do now,
mm-hmm.
so they can finish out their coursework in North or South Baldwin. But then in the second year, it'll be opened up with full sophomore, junior, senior classes, and we're very excited about that, Lori. It's a magnificent building, and the good Lord's willing, when we have the open house and cut the ribbon right there around August,
mm-hmm.
It should be something that everybody should be proud of in Baldwin County.
You're quoted in the paper as saying this is a game changer, not only for Baldwin County students, but for the region. So anyone can come from outside the system, apply for a waiver, and possibly get accepted if they meet the criteria.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's of course, naturally, we give first options to our students. And then if there continues to be openings, then we, of course, we've reached out to our private and public and parochial schools.
Oh, good. Okay.
And also then it's open to waivers for somebody that wants to come from Mobile County, Escambia mm-hmm. County, wherever.
800 is the capacity?
Right now, we could probably go more than that, but we wanted to cap it at about five. I think our enrollment is five something because we have a full sophomore, junior, but seniors will trickle in.
Okay.
You know, but I don't think we have 800 signed up. Now, that's okay if we do. That's mm-hmm. great. But they wanted to make sure that we had room, that if we make our mistakes, we can adjust. So I do know in the second year it will be – we'll probably be looking to add on. We have space there. Every facility that was visited throughout the country on a workforce development high school, within the second year they started an addition.
That's impressive because, I mean, it is a range of fields to get people prepared for the working world and the career,
Absolutely.
With or without college.
You know, I use one example. We will have a state-of-the-art biomedical facility. That the pictures don't do it justice. You have Infirmary Health partnering with us, other medical entities partnering with us. If a child said, Mom, Dad, I want to maybe one day go to med school, well, they can come to Baldwin Prep for 3 years in the medical science field and then leave and whatever college they want to go to, and I want to have chemistry as my major and go into med school. So it's not just right straight into the workforce,
right?
Even though that's what's targeted a lot of times.
Sure,
because
yeah.
Everybody's hollering for workers.
Well, there's cosmetology, there's HVAC, automotive, a wide variety.
Well, the cosmetology, what I love about that is I found out they're going to add a barber. So I think I'll be visiting there frequently, because it will be open to the public. You know, certain days of the week, cosmetology, our bistro will be open. You know, of course, all of our security doors, we have the utmost security there. You've got to get through a couple of doors before you actually get in the building. So we're excited about that.
And where is that located again?
Well, if you leave Loxley, or if you come off I-10 on 59 heading north toward Baymanette, it's on the left. Some people might know where the dirt track is.
Mm-hmm.
It's located right next to the dirt track.
Okay.
You can't miss it. If you miss it, you had your eyes closed.
Okay. Is there other new construction or groundbreaking, or what else is going on within the system for growth?
Well, we will be the Spanish Fort Elementary School, for all practical purposes, is finished. That kind of took longer than expected, but we will be moving those teachers in at the end of the year, start brand new next year. It's a beautiful facility, and it replaces the old elementary school. That the topography there was a little bit strange, so we're going to create more green space. You have Silver Hill Elementary that is coming along, and we will probably open it somewhere maybe November of next year and maybe get the kids in at the semester break. And then we're going to probably eventually be breaking ground on Loxley Elementary. Also, Alberta Middle. You know, we're working through some geo stuff, you know, the soil and the compaction.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be ready to roll on that. So that'll be opening up tremendous changes to Alberta Elementary with their cafeteria and additions. You see out in Fairhope High School, you know, that's not another ball field, that's parking.
Right.
Because it continues to grow. Because we've got to move that parking away, because they're going to eventually get a state-of-the-art cafeteria. Foley will be getting a state-of-the-art cafeteria. Daphne is in progress with a state-of-the-art cafeteria. So it's, our athletic fields and $6 million a school. I just saw a picture last night of Alberta High School's completed turf field. Gorgeous. Really nice.
Very nice. And what about hundreds of houses and apartments continuing to be constructed right before our eyes, especially Daphne, Fairhope area?
Yes.
Is the school system ready for that?
Well, it would be really ideal if we could sit with a written opinion, you know, to the Planning Commission, and with all due respect, and say, hey, it's great that this 900 subdivision is going in. Give us a couple of years to make sure either we add an addition to a school located there or we start building a new school. But we aren't really afforded that courtesy. We're just told the Planning Commission has approved some subdivisions, and that's fine. We'll deal with it.
You know? Senator Chris Elliott did introduce a bill that would have notified. I don't remember the details, but
I don't either.
There was a way he was attempting to give the school system some input, if not some warning on
we're
the
coping
potential
with
growth.
It, you know, so far, in next year will be 10 years that I've been back here, if I'm fortunate enough, we put in over $500 million in new construction, no new taxes to the citizens of Baldwin County.
Spring break recently ended, and now summer's around the corner. What's the end of school, like mid-May?
The last day for students is the 23rd of May.
My goodness.
And the last day for teachers is the 25th.
Okay.
So
is there still summer school?
There is.
For
summer school,
the
individual campuses, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, before we run out of time, I got a couple of minutes for this topic. The library book issue has really heightened in Fairhope recently. Has the Moms for Liberty and the Baldwin County Conservative Coalition come after the school board anymore, or is that issue seem to calm down? They don't want to ban certain books, especially in public libraries, just move them to the adult section. Sure, now, of course, in a school, that may be different. Because
take the school, for instance. We're reviewing our books, so we might move them from the lower elementary to the middle school, or from the middle school to the high school, in partnership,
or take them out.
But we formed a good partnership with some of the folks you just mentioned, because we're letting we're completely transparent through that partnership. We are working to make sure that our kids aren't exposed to these things, and they know that. What I wish would happen is those that seek to discredit us would come to the table and talk to us, because we're addressing the issues. I can tell you that.
Okay, so they can reach out to the board.
It's calmed a bit, I have to say. In fairness to them, I think they see what we're doing. They still question some things. When I get questions, I send them to the people who vet these books. But we're asking people, say like you, if you didn't like a book, we want you to read the book first, and then tell us what you don't like about it, and then our committee will go through it. If it's not appropriate for elementary, we'll either pull it up or pull it out.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to mention before we run out of time?
Well, just the partnerships. Graduation's coming up.
Oh, and, goodness, yes.
You know, we'll have four straight nights of that. Some of our schools are having to graduate at Foley Civic Center because their football fields are being torn up for new artificial turf. Now, Fairhope High School is not one of them. We would never tear that beautiful turf up at W.C. Majors Field. But a lot of them are having to relocate for this graduation. Parents have been very patient with us, even though they don't really like it, but there's really not much we can do about it if you want it ready for next football. But we're excited about those changes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler. We are out of time.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate you being with us the third Tuesday of each month.